Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, September 14th, 2016, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild and bizarre ride it is, eh? It just gets stranger all the time. We'll talk about some headlines and things. Strange goings on. What do I mean by strange? Well, we'll talk about that and kind of the bigger picture, really. The transition of thought and ideology in America. What kind of a shift? What does it mean to be American? What does it mean, the concepts of freedom, liberty, personal freedom, individual liberty, and so forth, and the question, whither we're being led. These are things that we will discuss on today's broadcast. It's interesting, the general schizophrenia that plagues America, as I have said in recent weeks, is no more abundantly evident than in the headlines you can see on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page today. For instance, the Military Times published an article, the Army and Navy Facebook pages both republished that post, but the title of the story over at Military Times is Joint Ops with Russians May Begin Soon. That's American. Joint Ops with Russia May Begin Soon. And so that's interesting because in simple terms, the caption from the Army Times Facebook page is of the post, the U.S. and Russia would set up a joint integration center, but the military advantage for the U.S. isn't clear. So you have that post, and then simultaneously BreakingDefense.com has an article titled Fear of Russia Drives Sweden Closer to NATO. Now, obviously, the U.S. is an integral part of NATO, and so you can see kind of the Machiavellian intrigue and deception brought right out into plain view, and the enemy of my enemy is my friend. How many enemies and friends and frenemies can you maintain in this Machiavellian cauldron before it just gets ridiculously confusing? And those two headlines within the same brief time span obviously illustrate the confusing and chaotic Machiavellian mess we find ourselves in. Anyway, we'll talk more about that. But first, I want to go back to a couple of points. You know, in this national election cycle, it is very clear that I think this national election cycle really brings Friedrich Hayek's words from The Road to Serfdom to life. It seems to just validate Hayek's concerns and his points that he raised. For example, I mentioned Why the Worst Get on Top, Chapter 10, with regularity, and the three reasons, the three main reasons he cites why what he, the way he puts it, why such a numerous and strong group with fairly homogenous views is not likely to be formed by the best, but rather the worst elements of any society. The three main reasons why such a numerous and strong group with fairly homogenous views is not likely to be formed by the best, but rather the worst elements of any society. It's interesting. Have you noticed Hillary Clinton's slogan lately? The stronger together. slogan. Isn't that interesting? Stronger together. Sounds kind of like fascism to me, doesn't it? Doesn't it kind of sound like fascism? And what's particularly interesting, obviously, about all of these slogans is, as we know, they always contain a large element of what Madison Avenue might call spontaneous ambiguity. It's the ambiguity that allows the common man, so to speak, the common person, the layperson, to make a connection that is not there. And in most cases, it's not even really implied, but the mind wants to go there, wants to assume the best. So the mind makes that jump and that connection on its own. All the while, typically what happens is they maintain a more nefarious and subversive definition for that slogan. And so that obviously plays into that general schizophrenia and the cognitive dissonance, entertaining competing ideas. The fact that she really doesn't work in the best interest of the millions, the many millions of Americans who would potentially support her. And all the while, they maintain that the, I would say, erroneous notion that she has in some fashion any interest in their well-being at all. And it's fairly self-evident that she is a pathological liar like her husband, who again was impeached for lying. That's unprecedented. So entertaining these competing thoughts obviously will result in some kind of mental conflict within us all. So we need to start seeing this in a broader sense. This is not something unique to Hillary Clinton, obviously, but this is the culture that plagues us. And that's precisely what Hayek's concern was. And so when we hear folks talking, even well-meaning folks who would intend to maybe fix things in America, I think I'm reminded of Isaiah, I believe. Isaiah, I want to say chapter 1. The whole head is sick. We're in America, we're sick from head to toe, really, and we need to start with the head. We suffer from this schizophrenia as a society, and because of that, nothing that we would seek to do at this point will work out. It's just that simple. I can't really put it in simpler terms. So anytime we hear reform, to borrow from Stephen Covey, which I don't really necessarily like to do either, but it's like trying to prune the leaves on a tree when the roots are the same. The leaves are going to grow out the same. In fact, if we prune them, they'll probably be more prolific. We need to start at the roots so that then the branches grow out differently, the leaves grow out differently. That's the problem. We have a root problem, and the root is the ideology. Really, if we were able to take an honest stock, we would all perhaps come to the conclusion that it is more of a spiritual problem. It is first and foremost a spiritual problem. But that's perhaps a subject for a different day. I call it Jonah's gospel, personally. Jonah was a reticent messenger, and for different reasons, he didn't like the Ninevites. Perhaps you feel the same way. It's difficult to share information on matters of significance with your family, friends, colleagues, etc., because we have such a state of willful ignorance combined with a very heavy and effective, really overwhelming propaganda and rhetoric campaign that has been waged upon the American people. And we marinate in it constantly, daily, so that it is difficult to break through, virtually impossible, really, to break through and have any kind of meaningful dialogue. The first problem is those muscles have atrophied and really just don't, frankly, exist in most cases. The muscles of cognitive thought, of critical thought, of critical reasoning, and so forth. We need to exercise those muscles. Again, that gets back to the spiritual problem. We perhaps suffer from a condition that we hear about in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11, a strong delusion. For this reason, God will send upon them a strong delusion so that they will believe what is false. It's interesting. The evidence is all around us, and yet the people that we come in contact with every day are willfully ignorant of it. Isn't it just, there's really nothing more that we can say about it. Anyway, when we look at the Hillary Clintons, the Donald Trumps especially, who have ascended the ranks of presidential hopefuls this election cycle, if you will, and obviously the elections are a charade, and I've talked about that at length. The first place to start looking there is the national election pool that tells you who you voted for before you get to the polls. That's ridiculous. And then on down from there, you know, there's the graphic that floats around of the person with a clipboard in a cemetery, and it says must be Democrat registration season again or something like that, you know, registering the many voters who – the deceased voters who are going to vote again, that kind of thing. So they're, the vote rigging, the fraud, the chicanery, it's all so ridiculous and absurd. It's beyond ridiculous, really. So anyway, back to the point of today's broadcast, a couple of things. One of the points that – or one of the three main reasons that Hayek mentioned why such a numerous and strong group with fairly homogenous views is not likely to be formed by the best but rather the worst elements of society, as he wrote in Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top of The Road to Serfdom, originally published in 1944, is as he said, it is in connection with the deliberate effort of the skillful demagogue to weld together a closely coherent and homogeneous body of supporters that the third and perhaps most important negative element of selection enters. It seems to be almost a law of human nature that it is easier for people to agree on a negative program, on the hatred of an enemy, on the envy of those better off, than on any positive task. And doesn't that just right there, I mean, that categorizes the both really the Trump and Clinton campaigns, the vilification of one another and the vilification of many other things, the envy of certain groups. It all the both campaigns hang on that concept. As he says, it seems to be almost a law of human nature that it is easier for people to agree on a negative program, on the hatred of an enemy, on the envy of those better off than on any positive task. And as a result, we wind up – it's like a sickness. It's like an addiction, any addiction that feeds on itself. It feeds on itself, and it is a downward continuum with an extremely deleterious effect on society. We are being balkanized, polarized against one another, and we wind up with awful examples of what I'm talking about, like this, for example, this clip. Go ahead, please.
Back at it again. Welcome back for Final Thoughts. Well, folks, for once, Hillary finally told the truth. She finally told us what she thinks of tens of millions of hardworking Americans. She thinks we are a basket of deplorables.
You know, to just be grossly generalistic, you can put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up.
So to paraphrase Ms. Clinton, if you're not supporting her, the liar, you are either in a basket of deplorables or losers and idiots that need to be saved by her lying ass. Really? I don't think so, Hillary. But at least the truth finally came out. It's bad enough you've been hiding from the media and the people for the last 6 months. It's bad enough you have called the families of fallen Benghazi warriors liars while lying to their faces. It's bad enough that you compromised national security so you could hide your crookedness on a private server. It's bad enough you and your apologists have been lying about your health. It's bad enough you've lied to the American people on countless occasions. It's bad enough that you waltz around in $12,000 Armani jackets and wine and dine with big donors, all while telling the common folk you know their struggle. But now you have the audacity to call Trump supporters racist, sexist, xenophobic, homophobic, and Islamophobic, while you and your foundation donors and those funding your lifestyle literally stone women and throw gays off buildings? That's some pretty rich stuff coming from you, Hillary, so let me correct you. It's not racist to believe in accountability, reject victimhood, and speak out against the antics of the Black Lives Matter More movement and support our police officers. It's not sexist to deny the presidency to a woman because that woman is a crooked sack of lies. It's not xenophobic to put Americans first in our own damn country and believe in a secure border and respect for rule of law. And
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special.
Segment there. We were listening to Tommy Lahren over at The Blaze, and that is her most recent final thoughts on Hillary Clinton's remarks about the basket of deplorable, speaking of half of Trump supporters. And so it's interesting, you know, how people get drawn into these false paradigms, these false monikers and so forth, these false identities, which kind of gets back to David Icke's remarks from the video, the remarks that were lucid and on point anyway. And I addressed the rest of the video. And I'll talk more about that probably today too. Where are the moderate voices, though? In this case, when we listen to Tommy Lahren, and we'll finish that clip here in a second, but she just sounds to me. She always sounds militant, hostile. I hear jingoism, bigotry, and rhetoric. That's what it always sounds like when I hear her. It's very polarizing. It's very otherizing. And this gets right back to the words of Hayek. So I'll give you Hayek's words, and then we'll revisit that clip here in a second. See what you think. See what you think. Again, if you look up the definition of the words militant, hostile, jingoism, bigotry, and rhetoric, I think they fit on every count. So and this is becoming kind of the norm. I would think that if she is any kind of person of merit and she believes in what she's doing, then at some point she might come to her senses, so to speak, and circle back around and think, you know what, this was undignified at the least. And she doesn't maintain proper journalistic decorum, if you will. It's heavy-handed. It's over the top. But this plays right into what Hayek wrote. Again, from The Road to Serfdom, Hayek wrote, "It is in connection with the deliberate effort of the skillful demagogue." Now think of both the Clinton and the Trump camps when I say this, because really there's no difference. And as far as that's concerned, you know, again, I'm reminded of the old African proverb, when the elephants wrestle, the grass gets hurt. So it's like WWF wrestling. It's, you know, it's the Sheik and Hulk Hogan. You're watching. It doesn't matter who wins. You're watching. You're wasting your time, your money, etc., on the WWF theatrics. So, as Hayek wrote in Chapter 10 of The Road to Serfdom, again titled Why the Worst Get on Top, it is in connection with the deliberate effort of the skillful demagogue. And if you have two that can play off of one another, then, you know, they will weld together a tightly knit group. To weld together a closely coherent and homogeneous body of supporters, that the third and perhaps most important negative element of selection enters. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works.
Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Very interesting. Very interesting stuff. So, again, we're reading from Hayek's Thoreau's Serfdom and reflecting on what's going on. It's you know, in simplest terms, I mean, to me, what we have happening in this national election cycle is, it's like it's lifted out of the pages of Hayek's Thoreau's Serfdom. He talks about how socialism and national socialism in particular are really the road to Nazi Germany and fascist Italy, to the Axis powers, to the axis of evil. And what do we have in this national election cycle? We have an ardent socialist, an ardent and avowed socialist being one of the, you know, heralded as the answer. Well, yeah, he's a socialist, but, you know, I mean, he's got some good ideas. And so what did Hayek write? I read much of that yesterday, and we'll read more of that. But, you know, right from chapter one, titled The Abandoned Road, Hayek encourages us to look, take a hard look in the mirror and take an accurate self-assessment and honest stock of where we are. He, right from the opening words of chapter one, said, when the course of civilization takes an unexpected turn, when instead of the continuous progress which we have come to expect, we find ourselves threatened by evils associated by us with past ages of barbarism, Nazi Germany, fascist Italy, we naturally blame anything but ourselves. Have we not all striven according to our best lights? Have not many of our finest minds incessantly worked to make this a better world? Have not all our efforts and hopes been directed toward greater freedom, justice, and prosperity? If the outcome is so different from our aims, if instead of freedom and prosperity, bondage and misery stare us in the face, is it not clear that sinister forces must have foiled our intentions, that we are the victims of some evil power which must be conquered before we can resume the road to better things? And further, skipping ahead, he writes, we are ready to accept almost any explanation of the present crisis of our civilization except one, that the present state of the world and America, I would add, may be the result of genuine error on our own part, and that the pursuit of some of our most cherished ideals has apparently produced results utterly different from those which we expected. I think that's precisely where we find ourselves. So we have the ardent and avowed socialist, Bernie Sanders, heralded, lauded as, you know, the answer, the solution. Hillary Clinton, her campaign slogan is patently fascist. As blog commenter observed, the slogan and her H with the axe on the side are both fascist. The H is the fascies, and the slogan of stronger together matches the fascist idea of strength through unity, symbolized by the rods bound by the axe head. What doofus came up with this theme? And I would suggest to this commenter that it wasn't a doofus, that it was a diabolical, brilliant marketing strategist who is well aware of the fascist leanings of the campaign, apparently. And so you have the ardent socialist, the ardent and avowed socialist, who was lauded by America. And if you read Hayek, that path leads right straight to Nazism and fascism. And lo and behold, along with that ardent and avowed socialist, we have the overt fascist in Hillary Clinton, stronger together, and maintaining spontaneous ambiguity and plausible deniability, of course, with a slightly ambiguous slogan. But it's strikingly similar to the fascist idea of strength through unity. And then we have the closet closet fascist or the closet Nazi in Donald Trump. What is happening in America? It is a bizarre dystopic nightmare, in my opinion. So back to the words of Hayek to conclude this thought, then back to Tommy Lahren's, not to pick on her too much, but she is, I think, a kind of she epitomizes the militant, hostile jingoism and bigotry, the rhetoric that comprises the vast majority of mainstream corporate media. And why is that? Why are we being balkanized? Well, for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, is what I'm getting to in Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, why the worst get on top. The other is in connection with it, with that, and that obviously to help the WWF totalitarian leader, whomever it may be, it doesn't matter, it's the same, again, you know, just different wings of the same bird, ascend to the heights of political celebrity, I would say, not necessarily authority or power because it's just a figurehead position, but to ascend to the heights of political celebrity with the full consent and support of an overwhelming majority of the American people. That's what's happening. And again, Stockholm Syndrome is in view here. So back to Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, then to Tommy Lahren's final thoughts clip that we played earlier. We'll just finish that. So Hayek wrote, "It is in connection with the deliberate effort of the skillful demagogue," and I would say both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in this case, "to weld together a closely coherent and homogenous body of supporters that the third and perhaps most important negative element of selection enters. It seems to be almost a human nature. It seems to be almost a law of human nature that it is easier for people to agree on a negative program, on the hatred of an enemy, on the envy of those better off." What do we hear? The otherizing, the polarizing, it's exactly that, on the hatred of an enemy, on the envy of those better off, than on a positive task. The contrast between the we and the they, the otherizing of people, again, the common fight against those outside the group, aren't we all American? And, you know, furthermore, what happened again, as I mentioned earlier this week, what happened to the words of Thomas Jefferson in his first inaugural address? The idea of peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations, that is, entangling alliances with none. The contrast between the we and the they, the common fight against those outside the group, seems to be an essential ingredient in any creed which will solidly knit together a group for common action. It is consequently always employed by those who seek not merely support of a policy, but the unreserved allegiance of huge masses. Isn't that exactly what we see happening? The unreserved allegiance of huge masses, both in the Trump and the Clinton camps. Isn't that what they're seeking? They seek the unreserved allegiance of huge masses, don't they? Unreserved. Just check your brain, check your critical thinking at the door. Check your discernment at the door. Continuing from their point of view, it has the great advantage of leaving them greater freedom of action than almost any positive program. The enemy, whether he be internal like the Jew or the Kulak, or external like Al-Qaeda, the imaginary boogeyman that the CIA created, seems to be an indispensable requisite in the army of the totalitarian leader. Isn't that what we see? Now listen, few can argue that Hillary Clinton has criminal tendencies in her background. She's at best a serial and pathological liar. She vacillates on a dime for political advantage. She's Machiavellian. That's not good. That's not what's in America's best interest. Some may suggest that Donald Trump may be an accidental fascist or an accidental closet fascist. I could go along with that. The problem is you can look into his business background and pedigree and see that if he has an opportunity to make things lean his direction, if you will, he's the consummate terminal opportunist. And no one speaks more highly of him than himself, which is a weird kind of sociopathic trait. So if he is cut from the cloth that Hayek suggests, that I've been reading from, then where will the oversight be? Where will the balance of power be in a system that through the administrative fourth branch of the federal monolith has welded together essentially all of the three duly constituted branches and unified power in an otherwise in a system otherwise identified by the separation of powers doctrine? Where will the checks and balances be? You know, he would pick up – it's hard to imagine he wouldn't pick up, I suppose I should say, in the same cult of personality fashion that we've seen growing from Clinton to Bush to Obama, and just pick up and run from there. Does that not seem obvious to everyone? Do we not see this growing totalitarian regime in exactly the fashion that Hayek wrote? I want to get back to some of Hayek's earlier words from chapter one and challenging our notions, ideological notions of where we're at, maybe hopefully encouraging each one of us to take an honest stock of where we're at and then do that as a group before it's too late. I would suggest in the fashion that we hear of in the allegedly spurious letter from Pike to Mazzini, the nihilists and the atheists have been unleashed. And with them, the burning of our society, so to speak. Some might say Rome is burning in a sense. Not that our leaders are ineffectual, so to speak. They're figureheads, which is my point. Led by, you know, those who have one half of themselves on this side of the curtain, the Brzezinskis, the Kissingers, and so forth. Anyway, not to get too far off track, let's get back to Tommy Lahren's remarks. Let's finish that clip. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please. Yeah, I wanted to play that.
So let me correct you. It's not racist to believe in accountability, reject victimhood, and speak out against the antics of the Black Lives Matter More movement and support our police officers. It's not sexist to deny the presidency to a woman because that woman is a crooked sack of lies. It's not xenophobic to put Americans first in our own damn country and believe in a secure border and respect for rule of law. And listen here, Ms. Clinton. It's not Islamophobic to call our enemies what they are, radical Muslims. I think you've got it twisted, but make no mistake, this basket of deplorable Americans will make our presence known in November. We will fill our baskets with guns, God, glory, faith, family, and freedom. Don't you worry. But Hillary, one last thing. What's in your basket? Lies. You're not fit to lead the tens of millions of Americans you call deplorable. It just so happens we won't be giving you the chance to try. A shout out to all the deplorables I met in San Diego this weekend. God bless America from Dallas. Good night and take care.
So there you have the conclusion. Again, not to pick too much on Tommy Lahren. I think that's just representative. Again, kind of, you know, that epitomizes the overwhelming majority of the sentiment, the rhetoric that we hear in the mainstream corporate press, and that's from the Blaze. But, you know, guns, God, glory, faith, family, and freedom, that sounds like rhetoric, doesn't it? It sounds like jingoism. It sounds – her tone is militant and hostile. It's disrespectful. Not that – Hillary Clinton deserves any particular amount of respect, I would say, but you know, we read in Jude that even the Archangel Michael, when arguing about the body of Moses with the devil, didn't bring a railing accusation against him, Jude wrote, but said instead, "The Lord rebuke you." So there's a chain of command, and there's a certain decorum that should be maintained. And, you know, I was asked recently, what if Hillary Clinton repented? Well, and what about that? How would Tommy feel about her remarks then? Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, September 14th, 2016. And as I said, I want to go back to chapter one of The Road to Serfdom and challenge our thinking. You know, Hayek painted an accurate and very lucid, level-headed picture of the transition that was taking shape in very dramatic fashion in the turn of the 20th century, around the turn of the 20th century. And you can see the influence of the Fabian socialists and these nefarious forces from behind the scenes in what Hayek wrote. And it's all corroborated from a variety of different angles. So we can kind of make the connection from now to then, in his words, when he writes, while all our energies are directed to bring this war to a victorious conclusion, that's kind of what we think of when we think of the conflicts, because they're not wars. Congress declares war, and that hasn't happened in quite some time. So what we see happening abroad now are conflicts. And it's interesting that, you know, again, you ask folks, you know, who has the authority to declare war in America? Pretty much everybody would say the president, and that's frightening. But the Constitution states that Congress alone has the authority to declare war. So when we think of the conflicts, though, sure, we want things to be brought to a victorious conclusion, and victory could be defined perhaps in different ways by different folks. We need to define terms, but I digress. So Hayek wrote, while all our energies are directed to bring this war to a victorious conclusion, it is sometimes difficult to remember that even before the war, the values for which we are now fighting were threatened here and destroyed elsewhere. And that's just as valid today as it was when he wrote these words. It is easier and more comforting to think that he wrote, it is somewhat difficult to think of Germany and Italy or Russia not as different worlds, but as products of a development of thought in which we have shared. It is easier and more comforting to think that they are entirely different from us and that what happened there cannot happen here. And, you know, that, of course, calls to mind the book of the same title, It Can't Happen Here, by Sinclair Lewis. That was published back in 1935, which is interesting, eh? Anyway, we'll get to the point of the words of Hayek and see how the shift in thought in America has transpired over the last century or so. And where does that leave us now? We'll talk more about that. We'll talk about some of the current headlines and so forth. We'll open up the phone lines in the second hour if you want to call in. We'll take your calls as well. So stick around. We'll be back for the second hour of today's broadcast coming up right after this short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.